Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we'll be concluding the first parak of Maseches Edios and beginning the second. So Mishnah Yudalid, the last Mishnah in the first parak, says, Kli cheres matzil ahakol. An earthenware vessel saves everything. Kedivrei Beis Hillel. This is the opinion of Beis Hillel. So what we're talking about is an earthenware vessel in a house where there happens to be a deceased person. So that would contaminate things unless it's in an earthenware vessel that has a closed-fitting lid. Ubeishamai omrin, beishamai say, enu matzio, ela al ha'ochlin, vel hamashkin, vel kli cheres. Beishamai say that it would only protect food, drink, and other earthenware utensils. Amru lehem beis hillel, beis hillel said to beishamai, bibnei ma, what's the reasoning for your conclusion? Amru lehem beishamai, beishamai answered, bibnei shehu tamei al gav amharetz, because an earthenware utensil is considered impure through an unlearned person. Vein kli tamei chotzeitz, and an impure vessel cannot protect that which is in it. Amru lehem beis hillel, beis hillel responded, v'halo tihartem achlimu mashkin shebesocho, but you yourselves, beishamai, you say it protects the food and drink that's in it. Amru lehem beis shamai answered, kishetiharnu achlimu mashkin v'shebesocho la'atzmo tiharnu. When we said it protects food and drink that's in it, we only said it for him, for the Am Haaretz himself. His utensil is unclean, his food and drink is unclean, we're just maintaining the status quo. Aval kishetiharta es hakli, but when you, Beis Hillel, say that it's pure, tiharta l'chol v'lo, you're saying it's pure for everybody. So if you say it saves everything, then people are going to assume that things that they borrow from the Am Haaretz would be pure because they were in this utensil. When they heard this, Chazru Beis Hillel, Lahodos Kedivrei Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel retracted, and they ruled the same as Beis Shammai. Bart Nuro, Kli Cheres Maso Ahakol, an earthenware vessel saves everything. Kli cheres hamukaf tzmid psil. It's an earthenware vessel that has a tight-fitting lid. Matzil al kol mash besocho kishehu ba'ohel meis. It saves whatever's in it when it's in the same building as a corpse. V'lo yitma kol mash besocho. And that which is in it does not become impure. Dichsiv, we learn this from a pasuk. V'kol kli pesuach asher ein tzmid psil alav tamehu. Any open utensil that doesn't have a tight-fitting lid is impure. Therefore, if it has a tight-fitting lid, it's pure, and everything in it is pure as well. And it makes no difference whether we're talking about utensils or food or drink. And we see that the pasuk is talking about an earthenware vessel, dichsiv, because the Torah tells us, any open utensil. So we're talking about something that becomes impure through its interior, not through its exterior, and that would be an earthenware vessel. So Beis Shammai say it only protects food, drink, and other earthenware utensils. But not other types of utensils, as we will see. So Beis Hillel said, why is this? And Beis Shammai answered, "Mipnei shehu tamei agav amharetz, because an earthenware utensil is considered impure through unlearned people. Shekol ha'nimsa etza amei haaretz ben kelim ben ochlin umashkin kulan b'cheskas tameim, because whatever is found by unlearned people, whether it's food or drink or utensils, is considered impure. Lefisha einam bekiin behilchas tuma v'tara, because they're just not proficient in the laws of ritual purity." And they happen to think that things that are impure are pure. So we have to consider everything impure, and that's why we have to consider their utensils impure as well. So if we're considering it impure, impure things don't protect from impurity. Only a pure vessel serves as a barrier to impurity. But an impure utensil will not protect what's in it. The kelim shel am haaretz, and in am haaretz, an unlearned person's utensils, ho b'cheskas tameim hein einam matzilin. Since we have to consider an unlearned person's utensils to be impure, they will not protect. So Beis Shammai say, when we say it's clean, we only say it's clean for him, la'atzmo tiharnu. lam ha'aretz levado tiharnu, v'lo chashinan doma ase chaver lishtamushi bahu. And we're not worried that a learned person who understands and follows the laws of ritual purity is going to borrow his utensils or eat or drink his food. There's more, it's very long, but let's continue to the next Mishnah. Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Rabbi Chanina Skan HaKohanim Heid Arba Dvarim. Rabbi Chanina, the deputy Kohen Gadol, testified about four things. So here's the first of them. Mimehin shel Kohanim lo nimnu mosrof es habasar shenitma bevlad hatuma im habasar shenitma ba'av hatuma af al pi shemosifin tuma al tumaso. So the entire time that the Kohanim were working the Beis HaMikdash, they did not hesitate to burn meat that was contaminated with a lesser degree of impurity with meat that was contaminated with a greater degree of impurity, even though they increased its degree of impurity by doing so. Hosef Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva added to this, Mimehin shel Kohanim lo nimnu mehadlik es hashemen shenifsal betful yom b'ner shenitma b'tamei meis. The entire time the Kohanim were working in the Beis HaMikdash, they did not hesitate to light a lamp using oil that was impure through a tful yom, that's someone who went to the mikvah but needed the sun to go down before he would be made pure, that's a light degree of impurity. They would not hesitate to burn this oil in a lamp that was impure through tamei meis, through corpse contamination, which is the most extreme form of contamination. Af al pi shemosifin tuma al tumaso, even though that by doing so they increased its level of impurity. Now, what is Rabbi Akiva teaching us that we didn't already learn from Rabbi Chanina? We'll see momentarily in the Bar Nura. So, Rabbi Chanina Skan HaKohanim Heid, Milsrof Es Habasar Shenitma Bivlat HaTuma. So they didn't hesitate to burn meat that was contaminated with a lighter degree. So it says Vlad HaTuma, but Bar Nura explains, but Vlad Shel Vlad Kamar. It's actually talking about 2 degrees removed. Habasar Shehu Shlishi Shenitma Bivlad Shel Vlad Klomar Shenaga B'Sheni V'Nasa Hu Shlishi. So the meat is a 3rd degree of impurity. It touched something that's a 2nd degree of impurity, and it became a 3rd. So lo nimnu mosrofo im habasar shenitma ba'av hatuma shehu rishon latuma. So they didn't hesitate to burn it with meat that touched an av hatuma and became a rishon, a 1st degree of impurity. Ukishenogea zeh habasar shahaya mitchila shlishi b'basar shenitma ba'av hatuma. And when this 3rd degree meat touches the 1st degree meat, choser liyosheni, it becomes a 2nd degree. So if it was only 1 degree below, it wouldn't change. But by touching something 2 degrees below, it moves it up 1 degree. Shahari naga barishon v'nasa sheni, it touches a 1st degree of impurity and becomes a 2nd degree of impurity. Nimsa shehosifu lo tuma al tumaso. So we see that we added to its degree of impurity, demikara shlishi v'hashta sheni, because before it was a 3rd degree, and now it's a 2nd degree. Nevertheless, lo nimnu mosrofo im chamor mimenu. Nevertheless, they didn't hesitate to burn it with something that's a greater degree of impurity. Dehoil da'af zeha kalis reifa ome, because since even this lighter degree of impurity is going to be burnt, lo chashu imataminoso yoter mimashahaya. We're not concerned that we're going to turn it into a greater degree of impurity than it already is. Va'afal pisha in ochel matame ochel min haTorah, and even though food does not turn other food impure from the Torah, Shenemar betumas ochlin tamehu, because by food it says it is impure, meaning hu tameh ve'ein matame ochel kiyotze bo, that it's impure, but it doesn't turn other food to be impure like it. Mikol makom rabbanin gazru shiye ochel mitame ochel. Nevertheless, rabbinically, they instituted that food should turn other food impure. Hashemen shel truma shenifso betful yom hu shlishi latuma. So the oil is truma, and it became impure through a tful yom, and that makes it a 3rd degree of impurity. The tful yom who posel as the truma min haTorah, because a tful yom makes truma impure according to the Torah, but also shlishi, and he turns it into a shlishi, a 3rd degree of impurity. B'ner shenitma b'tmei meis, in a candlestick, in a lamp that was made impure through corpse contamination. Hainer shel matekes hu. This is talking about a metal lamp. Velo shel cheres, and not one of earthenware. To call kli chutz mikli cheres, shenigu bitumas meis, nase kemoso. Because any utensil except for earthenware that touches corpse contamination becomes that same degree of contamination. im av av im rishon rishon. If it's an avatuma, it becomes an avatuma. If it's a rishon latuma, it becomes a rishon, etc. Okay, so moving down, nimsah haner shamatekes shenaga betamei meis nase avatuma. So we see that a metal lamp that touches something of corpse contamination becomes an avatuma. Vahashta hosif Rabbi Akiva al divrei Rabbi Chanina segan hakohanim. So now we can see what Rabbi Akiva is teaching us that we didn't already know from Rabbi Chanina. Shahar Rabbi Chanina lo hitir el ahachsi hashlishi sheni. Rabbi Chanina only permitted us to turn a shlishi, a third degree of impurity, into a sheni, a second degree of impurity. Rabbi Akiva hitir lahachsi hashlishi rishon. But in Rabbi Akiva's case, we're allowed to turn a third degree of impurity into a first degree of impurity. Shehashem shenifshal b'tfu yom shehu shlishi, because the oil that was made impure from a tfu yom is a third degree. Kishamadlikin oso b'ner shenidma b'tamei meis shehaner atzmo nase av. And when you burn it in the lamp that was made impure through a tamei meis, the lamp is an av. Kamosha amarnu nimsa shechozer hashlishi liyos rishon. So as we said, we see that the third degree jumps up to a first degree. Va'afal pikein lo nimnu. Nevertheless, they didn't hesitate to do this to hoil v'yeshem tuma alav, because since it's already known to be an impure thing, lo chashinan le umutzer lahosif biyadayim. Nevertheless, we're not concerned about increasing its degree of impurity even actively. All right, that is the end of Mishnah Aleph. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Beis and Gimel.